Section 8, obtaining and playing Bookshare books on your stream. Bookshare is part of Benetech Corporation and is a non-profit organization serving the blind and visually impaired community. Bookshare provides access to thousands of books. These books range from public domain books to copyrighted materials and even programming materials provided by O'Reilly Corporation. Both persons living within the United States as well as international consumers can gain access to Bookshare, although persons living outside of the United States are restricted in some of the titles available on Bookshare due to copyright laws. You can find out more information by browsing to www.bookshare.org. We are going to assume, for the sake of this audio tutorial, that you have already obtained an account for Bookshare and have been validated by the Bookshare staff. The purpose of this section is to show you how to download the Bookshare Unpack utility, which is used to unpack books downloaded from Bookshare, how to unpack a book, and how to put it onto your stream. Let's get started. I'm going to open up the Run dialog using Windows key R.
Combo. Edit by.
And I'm going to go to www.bookshare.org.
www.bookshare.org. Desktop. My documents. 12 of 80. 88.
I'm going to log in now.
Top. Edit box. Browse. Star. 94 links. 1 table. 14.
And the first thing that we need to do is we need to download the Bookshare Unpack utility. And I know that it has a link that begins with the letter D. So let's open up our links list.
Links S. Book D. Donation D. Doppelganger D. Demo page 4 D. Download tools 80.
And that's the one we want. Download tools. Let's press enter.
Visited link download tools 49 IREAM.
And we're going to be running on a PC here, so that's the section that we want. Let's open up the link list again.
Links. PP. PC running Windows or Mac running virtual PC.
And this is what we want to select, so let's press enter.
Visited link deep. 49. Top.
I'm going to go to the top of the window and browse by heading.
Heading 2. Bookshare.org Unpack tool required.
And this is what we want, so let's press tab.
Visited link download Unpack tool for Windows.
And I'm going to press enter on this.
Cancel. Arrow.
And we don't want to save it. We want to simply just run it from here. So let's shift tab back to run.
Save. Run R. Button.
We'll press space bar.
Space. Dialog. Internet Explorer security warning.
And Windows is going to ask us again to ensure we want to run this. We'll back tab again, meaning hold down the shift key and press the tab key.
Run R. Button.
And press space bar.
Space. I agree.
The first thing that will come up is a license agreement. You can simply press enter here.
Bookshare.org member downloads Windows into next 10 button dialog.
And there'll be a series of next buttons. You can pretty much just press enter here.
Next 10 button edit box program dialog. Install Shield Wizard. Install Shield Wizard complete.
And we're now done. You'll ultimately get to a finish button. Press the space bar on it.
Space.
Now that we have downloaded and installed the Bookshare Unpack utility, it's time to install or download a book onto our stream. The first thing that we need to do, though, is we need to connect our stream, or at least put the SD card that's in our stream into a card reader. It will be up to you as to how you want to handle this. If you want to connect the stream to your computer, use the long USB cable and connect one end to the stream and the other end to a USB port on your computer. When connecting the stream to the computer, make sure that the stream is turned off before connecting the USB cable to the stream. Once you have the cables connected, go ahead and turn the stream on. Your computer will then recognize the stream as a drive letter, and then you'd be able to transfer content to the stream. I'm going to go ahead and remove the SD card out of my stream and put it in my card reader. On my computer, it will be drive letter G. Your drive letter may vary. I'm putting the card into the card reader, and I want to go download a book now.
Top.
From Bookshare. Let's go back to the home page.
links s. H. Help. H. Help. H. Home. Visited link home. I. Arrow 94.
I am a big Harry Potter fan, so I want to get a book all about Harry Potter. I'm going to go to the top.
Top.
And go to the search box.
Edit box, search for title or author. Browse off.
And I'm going to type in Harry Potter.
A-A-R-1-O-T-R-104.
I now have a list here of books all about Harry Potter. And I know that one of them that I'm interested in begins with the letter T. Let's bring up our links list.
Dialogue T. The Magical Worlds of Harry Potter, a Treasure.
And that's the one that I want. So let's press enter.
Visited link The Magical Worlds of Harry Potter, a Treasury of Myths, Legends. 56 links to...
And I'm going to bring up my links list again and press the letter D.
Book information. Links at D. Download tools area. D. Download tools. D. Demo. D. Donate now. D. David Culbert. D. Daisy Digital Talking Book Format. 7.
And I'm going to press enter.
Visited link Daisy Digital Talking Book Format. iBeam. Cancel.
And now we have a dialog box here where we have a save button and an open button. And we're going to go ahead and open this.
Save at open O, space. Close this dialog box when download complete C. Checkbox. Checked. Dialog. Verifying .emagicalworldsofd.bks from www.bookshare.org. Unpack U. Button.
And now the Bookshare Unpack utility has come up. And there's a button here that says Unpack. I'll press space on it.
Space. Dialog. Bookshare.org Book Unpack. Edit box. Enter your Bookshare.org website password E.
I'm going to type in the password.
Star. 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 Star.
And press enter.
Bookshare.org Book Unpack. Edit box.
It's now asking me where I wish to save this book. And I'm going to save it on drive G. I'm going to shift tab.
Look and I. VR Audible. 1.
And I need to select the folder on this SD card where I wish to save it.
VR Audio BKM, VR DTB.
And we need to save it in the $ VR DTB folder. Let's press enter here.
Edit box, folder, GVR DTB.
And so far that's what's showing in the box. But I want to create a folder to put the files in. So I'm going to press the home key and read across.
Colon, backslash, dollar, VR DTB, backslash.
And now I'm at the end, and I'm going to type in Harry
H-A-R-R-Y-P-O-T-E-R
Potter. So now I'm saving it in a folder underneath $VRDTB in a folder called Harry Potter. I'm going to press tab.
Open button.
And I'm going to invoke the open button.
Space. Dialog. Bookshare.org Book Unpack. GVRDTB Harry Potter. This folder does not exist. Do you want to create it?
The Unpack utility is offering me a chance to create the Harry Potter folder, and I do wish to create it. I'll answer yes.
Y. Dialog. Select Save File Folder. VRDTB. Look and I. Bookshare.org Book Unpack. Yes, Y. Button. Dialog. Bookshare.org Book Unpack. Unpack was successful.
The book was unpacked successfully, and it's asking me if I wish to unpack another book, and I'm going to tell it no.
And Bookshare.org book information win.
The next thing that we need to do is we need to either remove the stream from our computer or we need to reinsert our SD card from our card reader back into our stream. But remember, you must use the Safely Remove Hardware Wizard that's located on the system tray before removing either device. This is very important. Not doing this could cause loss of data on the SD card itself. Once we have done this, we'll go ahead and determine if the book is on our bookshelf.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
Bookshelf, Talking Books, 4, Books, 1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
Ah, there are 4 here now. Let's find out what we have.
2.
Call of the Wild.
3.
Smart Computing.
4.
The Magical Worlds of Harry Potter. A Treasury of Myths, Legends, and Fascinating Facts.
Ah, indeed it is. Let's play some of it.
The Magical Worlds of Harry Potter. A Treasury of Myths, Legends, and Fascinating Facts. The Magical Worlds of Harry Potter. A Treasury of Myths, Legends, and Fascinating Facts. Notices required for copyright works distributed.
It does appear that the book is on the stream. In section 10 of this audio tutorial, we'll talk with you about the Stream Companion software. This software will allow you to more easily manage the content that's on your computer and copy it to your stream.